Welcome back to another episode on A Dose of Nikki. Thank you to my listeners for joining me every week to hear another topic or phrase. As we welcome a new month, February, into the year, people start thinking about upcoming plans to, you know, get away. Remember, I mentioned to check out these two beautiful properties in the Low Country of South Carolina, Queen Esther and Flossie's. If you are looking for a place to relax and take in the fresh air, trees, animals, and just open space, check out the properties on Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com. Your pet companions are welcomed as well, so stop by. You will not regret the experience. So let's get started with the topic of the week, strong and wrong. What in the world does that mean? What does that mean, strong and wrong? Think about it. Have you ever been super confident and sure in your words and or actions? Or witnessed someone else being very confident and sure in their words and or actions? When you experience someone who speaks, or encounter, I should say, someone who speaks confidently, you say to yourself, let me listen to them. They must know what they're talking about because they're speaking with such conviction that you believe them. That's how people sell you things, you know what I mean? That's how good they are. And then you find out they were wrong, totally wrong. That's what we call strong and wrong, okay? But you also can be strong and wrong when you speak with conviction and you are right, but wrong to have said it out loud. Strong and wrong, dead wrong, okay? There are some things that do not need to be shared, and we just need to keep it to ourselves. You know what I mean? You know you're right. You know what you know, but everyone else doesn't need to know, or even that person don't need to know. You just keep it to yourself because it's not worth it. And when we choose to share, and you are dead wrong in that it can hurt someone's feelings, you know, jeopardize a relationship, put someone in danger, or cause just unnecessary confusion, you know? It's best to remain quiet. You don't always need to be heard, okay? And if and when you speak the words out of your mouth, when you should not, you are dead wrong, okay? That's what we mean. So there's two types of strong and wrong. Number one, confident in what you are saying and it is incorrect information. Number two, what you are saying is true, but it should be kept to yourself. You know what I mean? Those are the two, strong and wrong. So I'll give you the example of the first one, confident in what you are saying or doing and it's incorrect information, right? And so one day I hung out with my girlfriend and we went shopping for the entire day, right? Downtown Manhattan, around like the Cortlandt Street area near when the original World Trade Center was up before that whole disaster happened. And if there are any New Yorkers or people familiar with the area, you know the train station is a bit complex down there, right? So I believe the name of the train station is Broadway Nassau, where depending on which train you take. No, I don't think it's called Broadway Nassau. I think it's called Nassau. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. But downtown, down that area, right? Depending on which train you take, it can be called a different train stop. But ultimately, you will or can end up at that train station, right? So there are about six different trains that you can catch at that station. That's how convoluted it is, okay? And depending on where you enter, you will connect to a different train. So after walking around all day shopping at like Century 21 and grabbing a bite to eat, we were ready to head home, okay? And it was a pretty decent day. I think it was sometime in the summer. It was warm. And then, you know how the summer is, out of the blue, it started to rain. Well, really drizzle, right? So my girlfriend kind of stops walking and goes, let's just go in this entrance to get out of the rain. And I suggest, well, let's just go to the other entrance across the street since it would put us closer to the train we need, right? And she goes, it's raining. I don't want to get wet. And the train station is right here, right? That's what she's saying to me. Like, it's right here. So why do we have to go across the street and it's raining? And I'm like, it's not really raining. It's drizzling. And I had to ask her, are you sugar? You know, like, are you going to melt? It wasn't like her hair was all like, you know, like it wasn't really that necessary. It wasn't really that deep as far as I was concerned. It really wasn't raining. It was drizzling, right? So I also was trying to tell her that the entrance she wants to go in, although it is closer from the street level, will require us to walk in like a maze underground to get to the train we need, you know? Well, she wasn't hearing it, okay? This was a great example of how things can appear on the outside and how it is not the same on the inside. Very great example of this. So I was not going to debate with her on this topic. It was time to just show and prove. That's it. I'm not going to, you know, fight her, argue with her over anything like that. So I said, I just fell in line and followed the leader. That's what I did. She started walking ahead of me with such confidence, okay? Actually, she was sashaying, to be exact, in front of me, like do-do-do-do-do, like this do-do-do-do-do-do. And we got down the stairs, and the journey began, okay? Oh, we walked down a ramp, around the corner, down more stairs. We walked up, down, around for about a good 5 to 7 minutes. It was intense, okay? And the best part about it was watching her walk change from sashaying with confidence to weariness and defeat. She stopped. Like, she just stopped, turned to me and said, you were right. And I just looked at her and I said, I know. I know. Strong and wrong. Okay? Strong and wrong. That's where she was. So, you know, you have to leave people and let them be. And sometimes you just have to let them show and learn on their own, strong and wrong. So here's an example of what you are saying is true, but wrong to speak it out loud. So back in my younger years, I was a little loose at the mouth. I will admit it, a little fast mouth, right? I'm on an elevator heading upstairs to my apartment on the 21st floor. Now, the elevator stops on the 19th floor. And at that time, the elevator door would open on the inside, slide open, and would require the person waiting for the elevator to pull the door open to enter or push the outside door to exit the elevator. Okay, hope you could get that visual. And in this case, the person was waiting on the 19th floor to enter the elevator. So the woman opens the door, and as they are stepping back, opening the door at the same time, there's another woman behind her looking over her head, trying to see who is in the elevator, right? And in the process, the woman steps back onto the other woman's foot, and she rolls her eyes, looks up, and, you know, like shakes her head like, oh boy, here she goes, you know? And when she steps on the elevator with me, here I go. She was too busy being nosy. That's what I said, okay? Now, referring to the woman whose foot she stepped on that was trying to look into the elevator. So the woman who's on the elevator with me, she says, first off, that's my mother, and she was not being nosy. Okay. All right. You know, I just wanted to disappear. I shrunk. I shriveled down from being a 5'5" woman, young lady, to like 2 inches. Okay, I just want it to disappear. So you know, I said nothing more. Now I'm taking my own advice, right? Like, I'm like, okay, be quiet, be quiet. I tell you, that elevator took forever to go 2 flights from 19 to 21. That was strong and wrong. So I recommend, before you speak and choose to be confident in your statement, know the facts. And before speaking, to determine, is it worth sharing, even if you know what you're saying is true, is it worth sharing if it can cause confusion? Don't play yourself by being strong and wrong. Until next time, on A Dose of Nikki, be well, my people. Be well.